This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. The strike is over. The city and its biggest blue-collar workers union have reached a deal on a new three-year contract. KYW's Tim Jimenez was live this morning with the details.
We'll see how long it'll take to get everybody back to work and for city services to be full and up and running, and including all that trash you get picked up. But there was this marathon session of negotiations that took place, and it ended just an hour or so ago with a tentative agreement on a new three-year deal for the 9,000 city workers. So that means the strike here in Philadelphia is over after 8 days and 4 hours. But District Council 33 President Greg Boulware, he came out of the meeting, said, yes, there was an agreement, but he said, unfortunately, there was an agreement. He was not entirely pleased about what was agreed to.
The city of Philadelphia has to do better by its members, has to put the members and the workers who handle all the essential functions as a priority in the city. I don't feel like that's been done.
Now, Boulware did not go into the terms of the deal, but Mayor Parker put out a statement saying if you include the 5% as part of the one-year extension that DC 33 was on, it will come out to be a 14% raise over 4 years. Boulware was fighting for 20% over 4 years.
One of the enduring images of the District Council 33 strike has been the trash heaps we've been seeing along Philly streets. KYW's Vic Ragapathy tells us those trash piles have been subjected to extreme weather over the past week.
In South Philly, on Washington Avenue, between 22nd in 23rd Streets, a massive pile of trash stretches about 30 feet long and stands a couple feet high. It's right outside two businesses owned by Chad Durkin, Porco's Porcheteria and Breezy's Deli.
No one wants to come eat lunch here while there's a heaping pile of trash next to your store. Think of the vermin and rats and stuff like that. We're eating establishments, and homes are right around the corner as well. Like, these people are paying big money for this.
Durkin says there was a private dumpster in that spot, which has since been lifted, leaving people to dump their garbage right there on the sidewalk and shoulder. And while the size of the pile has fluctuated thanks to occasional cleanup, just in the last week we've seen both near triple-digit temperatures and Tuesday evening's heavy rainstorms. Durkin believes the weather has made what was already a big issue even more urgent.
People need to be getting paid, and the city needs to take care of this. It's their responsibility, and if they want to continue a strike, then they should be on top of removing all this trash, because this is unsightly.
You can find a complete list and map of trash dump sites on the city government's website. In South Philly, Vic Ragupathy, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
The murder trial continues for a Levittown man accused of decapitating his father and holding his head up in an online video in an attempt to overthrow the federal government. Yesterday, prosecutors highlighted some of the thousands of jailhouse letters the man sent and received while awaiting trial, as we hear from KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melward.
33-year-old Justin Moan doesn't deny killing his 68-year-old father, Michael Moan, in January last year. As he held his father's severed head up in a YouTube video shortly after the murder, he accused his father of treason because he was a federal employee with the Army Corps of Engineers. Moan was taken into custody on a Pennsylvania National Guard base in Fort Indiantown Gap and is on trial for several charges, including first-degree murder and terrorism. While in county jail, Moan's mail's been monitored. Prosecutors showed some of the nearly 2,000 letters he sent or received. Moan wrote an apology to the general in charge of the National Guard base for sneaking on with the gun, saying he'd hoped to give a speech to gain support for overthrowing the government before he was swarmed by military police. In other letters, Moan writes about holding his father's head up Taliban style and says he believes many will see him as a hero for killing and beheading a federal traitor parasite. Moan's lawyers have pointed out he had no followers, was ill-prepared for war, armed only with a handgun, animal crackers, and beef jerky. In Doylestown, Jim Melwart, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The ride-hailing company Waymo began testing its driverless cars in Philadelphia this week. But you can't hail one yet, and they'll have actual people driving during the test. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
Waymo says a limited fleet of vehicles with trained humans will drive through the most complex parts of Philadelphia, including Center City and highways. In a statement, Waymo's Sandy Karp told us Philadelphia is among more than 10 cities where the company is testing its service this year, including New York, Boston, and Las Vegas. Waymo already operates autonomous vehicles in San Francisco, Phoenix, and other cities. There's no word if or when Waymo would begin actual ride-hailing service in Philadelphia. We asked people at Philadelphia International Airport who were waiting for human-driven rides what they thought of Waymo in Philly.
It makes me nervous, but I do like to try something at least once.
This man rode one in San Fran.
It actually worked pretty well. And San Francisco is, like, very kind of narrow streets. Like, they went up through Chinatown, which are really narrow, and it worked pretty well.
And this woman said, why wouldn't she trust a driverless car?
Sure. Why not? I get into a car with a perfect stranger.
At the airport, Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's The All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.